From London, we present a thriller for radio by Barclay Mather, The Sand Leopard. Episode 2, Through the Ditch.
Geth Straker and his mate Casey have been chartered by Karyanides to take the Peregrine to the Red Sea to trace a sunken bullion ship. Celebrating in a restaurant, they're approached by the mysterious Sergei. But when Straker sees the young girl who's with him, he throws the table over and storms out, much to Casey's astonishment. Soon after midnight, the Peregrine is hailed from the shore.
Ahoy there, Peregrine! Ahoy there, Peregrine!
Geth, get up here quickly. There's a gang of guys on the jetty hailing us. Uh-oh, trouble. One of them's a woman. Geth!
Yeah, all right, I'm here. Quit yelling your head off. Where?
Over there, see? In the shadow of that pile of lumber. I just made them out in the dark as the fellow hailed us.
Yeah. Where's the woman?
Can't make her out now, but she's there all right. I saw a long white dress. Yeah. It didn't look like that when you took a lamb out in the cafe, but I couldn't be sure.
Okay, here. Take this key and go down and get my gun out of the strongbox.
Well,
come on, Casey, shake a leg.
Aye, aye. Look, Skipper, I don't want to stick my neck out, but this is my sails, you know. Any shooting around here...
Casey, you do as you're told or get ashore. I know what I'm doing and who I'm dealing with.
Well, you're the boss, Geth.
Oi, Peregrine.
Who wants her?
Who do you think? Why don't you help that damn gangway down?
Oh, Mr. Karyanides.
All right. Don't shout my name all over the docks. We want to come aboard.
Well, that's all right by me, but who's the woman you've got with you?
What woman?
There was a woman there with you. And if it's who I think it is, the deal's off.
Oh, you fool. I tell you there is no woman here.
The one in the white dress.
What? You want to get your eyes fixed, Straker? Here I show you the woman. Yahanao, Tum. See that, Straker?
He's
one
hell?
Of your passengers, Pakistani skin diver.
Oh. Here's your gun, Geth.
Oh, good, good. Maybe you'd like to shoot the lady.
Oh. I'm sorry about that. That nightgown thing looked just like a dress.
If you get any more bright ideas, Casey, just drown them in the bilges, will you? All right, gangway coming up. Come on, Casey, get a move on with it.
I hear you. Grab them, will you?
Come on, Apple.
Why all this damn foolishness, Straker?
Sorry, I thought it was somebody else, that's all. All right, you get your gear aboard. My man will show you where you bunk.
But these guys got their gear with them. They travel light.
What about yours?
Oh, I don't cab.
What? I thought you didn't want to take a plane or go by regular ship.
I changed my mind. No good for me to waste 5 days crossing the Mediterranean with you when I can do it in a couple of hours by plane.
Okay.
I join you the other side of the canal.
That's up to you. Well, who are these two?
This one, Pete, Mexican on his mother's side. Nobody told him about the other side. Good sailor. Used to be a bosun on a Gulf tanker.
All right, we can use him, all right. Glad to have you aboard, Pete.
Yeah, sure, senor.
And this one, Abdul Shakur, Pakistani, with a bit of Aden Somali, skin diver.
Salam, sir.
Hi, Abdul. You speak English?
Very dumb, fine, sir. Learn him from missionary.
Good. Where's Landau?
No, Landau, he joins with me later.
All right. Well, there's nothing to keep us, then. Except to tell us where we do meet you.
Don't worry. We come aboard at Suez.
And what about these guys' passports? They're getting a bit sticky in the canal nowadays.
Passports all okay.
Yeah?
Here they are.
Good.
So you get going, Straker. Here.
Yeah.
This is a letter of credit. You can draw all the dough you want in port side.
Oh,
Gulf and Maritime Bank. Up to your 50% advance. That all right?
Yes, fine by me. Right, we'll get going.
Good. We see you in 5 days. Other end of canal.
Okay.
Anybody talk to you in port side, what you do, where you are going, you tell them you got a diving contract for a construction company in Aden.
Okay.
Go to that?
Yeah, got it. All right, Casey.
Aye.
Get the gangplank shoved ashore as soon as Mr. Karyanides has gone up, then get him rolling.
Aye, Skipper.
Pete.
Si, senor.
Stand by to cast off forward.
Si, senor.
Abdul. Abdul!
Yeah.
You take the stern lines. The stern line.
Sergeant,
all right, come on. Smack about it, boys. I want to get clear of the dock by first light.
See anything, Sergei?
Yes, they're just getting out of the dock gates. Here, see?
Yeah, just a sec. Yeah.
Just astern of the anchored freighter.
So something scared them into beating the gun. Or are Mr. Casey was just spinning it straight off the cuff? Whichever way it is, the kitty is 800 francs down.
Now you should play more poker, my dear Perry. You must be prepared to spend a little money to get the opponent to tip his hand. Our night's jaunt hasn't been entirely profitless.
Could you hear anything at all from where you were down at the dockside?
Enough. We know now that it is Karyanides who has chartered him, and that they go through the Suez Canal. And we know why.
Me. Coffee, bars, a little rest.
And then we pack, Perry, my dear.
Breakwater Jimmy being mighty.
Mercy, monsieur!
I bet that bit of pure Parisian blinded him. Look at that sun coming up.
Yeah. Look at that sun coming up. And the black turning to purple with a bar of gold from the horizon right to her forefoot. Perry Green, old lady, you're dancing. No. I don't think I'd have liked selling you. I think I'd rather have scuttled you. Cleanly.
Huh? What's that, Git?
Nothing. Go get those guys, will you?
Sure.
No, we couldn't have sold you. Mr. Karyanides, you are a big, gross, greasy hunk. You smell of sweat, garlic, and California poppy. You got too many gold teeth, and your clothes are too expensive and very, very vulgar. But Peregrine and I love you like a brother. I mean this Peregrine. Not the other Peregrine. Why did she have to show up again? And I almost hit her in the face. Oh, Perry.
Here, skipper. This is Pete. He's not American. He's a Mexican who's lived in Frisco a long time and worked on Yankee tankers in the Gulf.
Oh.
Able seaman on his papers, but he shipped us bosun once or twice.
Good. Glad to have you aboard, Pete.
Gracias.
You understand the arrangements, I take it? Mr.
Karyanides
said you'd be working your passage.
Sure, senor skipper. Excuse me, fine.
Good.
I don't want to be sitting around on my can all day.
Well, you won't. Now, I don't like to work a man for nothing, so there'll be a couple of $100 for you at the other end of the trip.
Oh, gracias,
senor. Yeah, well, that's just a private arrangement between you and me.
Oh, si.
But you got to understand that there's only one skipper aboard, and by working, you're not doing anybody any favors or anything like that, okay?
Oh, sure, fine. Just the way I like it to be.
Now you, Abdul. My, you're a husky fellow, aren't you?
He's a pearl diver, you see? Huh? They're all big. You got to be. Plenty of airspace in chest, you see? They grow big, hefty like this till they're 30, thereabouts. Then lungs go in the bum.
Yeah,
too much pressure, you see? Then they get the bug, TB, and most of them croak.
Yeah, so I've heard. Well, I'm glad to have you, Abdul. Well, I guess you can make this a sort of yachting cruise, eh?
Sab?
Skipper means no work, plenty chow. All the same like first-class passenger. Very nice, hook line.
Sab, very kind. But if he give me work, I do. I like...
You can cook, can't you?
Cook very good, Sam. I like for cook.
Abdul, you're elected. There's a sweet little galley down here abaft just hollering for the expert touches.
Sure
just
is.
Like my stomach's hollering for its breakfast. Is that all right, skipper?
Sure, it's fine. But it's on the frigate principle. First guy that binds at the cook takes the job over, in addition to his own. You savvy that, Abdul?
Savvy? Oh, malam. Yes, sabai malam. Understand? I think I go like this trip. Plenty Saab laughing. Very good. What is your name, Saab?
My name? I'm Casey.
Damn hard Casey. Seem like gully gully, my name for side. All right, hard Casey. Where is the gully? I go and make breakfast.
Funny sound, so, eh? Okay, that's fine.
Well, he's got a character, your Abdul.
Yeah, like Casey said, funny guy.
Well, what do you like at keeping course, Pete?
Oh, I manage all right, senor.
Good.
Well, he's the harbor boy. We've been following the dredged channel, just steering by the marks with the compass locked. I've already worked out my course, and in the first instance, I'm aiming for the southern tip of Sardinia. And I find that gives me a bearing of 155, corrected. Now, if I asked you to take over now, what would you do?
Corrected by what, senor? Your charts or the index error of your compass?
Both.
Oh, unlock the compass, let her swing, bring her around onto 155, and that's it.
Uh-huh. Good, that'll do. Okay, you can go now. Come back when we've got a bit more seaway and you can take her over. Have your breakfast first.
Gracias, senor.
Now listen, you sailors, now listen to me, and I'll tell you a tale that will fill you with glee. 'Tis about a young maiden so stately and tall who married a man who had no toes at all. Oh, listen, you sailors, now listen to me, and I tell you... Hey, okay, Pete, 8 bells, come and take her over. She married a man who had no toes at all. Ah, here you are. All yours, Pete. Course 155. Steady as she goes.
What speed she make now, Casey?
Speed? Oh, about a nice, comfortable 12 knots at the moment. Bit of current with us here, and wind dead astern, giving us another 3.
She can make better time than that, can't she?
You're tootin' she can, brother. She can do 18 knots on her ear.
Why don't we go faster, then?
Oil consumption, wear and tear on the engines. This is what you'd call just over economical cruising speed. Normally, we hold it down to 10.
How long is it going to take us to get to the canal?
Well, now, 1,700 miles, about 4 days more. We should be raising what's left of old Lessop's statue on the port side breakwater about sundown on Thursday.
We should do better than that.
Listen, Pete. Skipper's a nice, friendly sort of a guy. The nicest. He likes to run a happy ship. But the operative word is run. If he hears you, me, or the Lord High Admiral of Switzerland beefing about what speed he does or doesn't do, somebody's paperwork's going to get blistered, but torridly. Just a tip, bud.
Oh, sure, sure. It's nothing to me, amigo. 155 she is. Steady.
Right. Well, I'll go and get my head down now. Skipper wants a call at midnight.
Sure, senor.
Anything worrying you, bonk the bell.
Right.
Coffee in that thermos. Be seeing you. Up. Oh, hello, Abdul. Didn't see you squatting down out here. Not in kip yet.
Hardy, Mr. Hard kisses up. Nice night. I like for sit on the deck, you know. Smoke cigarette. Think about wife, small children.
Oh, you got a wife, have you?
2 wife. Very expensive, no?
The way you can cook, bud, you don't need one. Nice supper you give us.
Aji. Thank you, Mr. Hard Kisses Up.
Good night, Abdul.
Salam, sir.
Abdul.
Johan.
Find anything?
I find.
All right, what?
Skipper sahab, got one key on little chain, round neck. All time keep it except when have shower.
Well, go on. You get a chance to try it.
Get chance. Strong box behind bunk. One money box fit in wall inside strong box. No key. Round thing make words. Twisty.
So you see, combination safe inside strong box fitted in bulkhead. That's not what I'm interested in.
Guns.
Yeah? Well, go on.
In clip behind the strong box door. Wrap in oily rags. Tommy gun. Sten gun. The same like.
One burp gun, yeah.
One pistol. Automatic. More oily rags.
That a lot?
The lot.
One submachine gun, one hand rod. Yeah, he'd be entitled to carry that on his skipper's permit. All right, then. We know where those are.
What do I do now?
Nothing. Leave it. This side of the canal, you're Abdul, the jolly boy. Make it laugh. Make it good job. Make it mighty funny fella. And I'm Pete, the rouseabout. Course 155. Hold it, Sarah, and don't talk back to the top guys. All right. That'll do for now. If you get a chance, have a look through his lockers, just in case he's got another rod. I don't think he will have. He's not expecting anything. Right, blow.
Blow.
Casey, throttle back and hold her as she is now.
All right, skip it.
Oh, blast these bumbos. Come on, get out, will you?
No, I don't want any rugs, camel saddles, Turkish delight, or filthy pictures. Now, bid it, will you? Imsi, the lot of you. Yella, get out.
Oh, Lordy me, port side never changes.
Oh, I come aboard. I'm yeah, sure.
You don't come aboard. Casey, throw something at these guys.
Get out, will you?
Here, Pete, give us that bundle.
Good.
Abdul, tell them in their own language.
Hadji, hard Casey, sir. Ah, him, girl. Yalla, yalla.
Okay, skipper. Here's the Port Authority launch coming out now.
Good.
Casey, show him, go down to the cabin, and I'll get the papers out.
Good. Well, I guess that's you fixed up then, eh, Doctor?
Yeah. Everything fine.
Fine. Nothing infectious on the boat?
No.
Vaccination yellow fever certificates in order?
Yes, Captain.
Good. Thank you. Casey, get the yellow flag down.
All right, skipper.
Now, customs.
Hello, Captain.
Oh, hello there.
How are you?
Yeah, fine. Here you are. Here's my stores list. There's no cargo on board. Do you want to have a poke around?
That is all right, Captain. We are all friends, no?
Yeah.
I take your word for it. Sign here, please.
Yeah.
And here.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
There you are. Yeah. Fine, that's good of you. Thanks. Now, the immigration. Oh.
Well.
You're doing both, are you?
Yes, you mean today I wear two caps.
That's right.
We always do that for little ship, Captain.
Two
you
heads.
Know yourself. Now, yourself, the master, Kevin Wentworth Straker.
Mm-hmm.
The mate is Timothy Casey,
right?
Right? We know him.
Everybody knows
now,
him.
These two Pakistani passports, huh, Captain?
Yeah.
One Pietro Salvez, a Pakistani?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe Goanese descent.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I never inquired anyway. That's him out in the stern well. Do you want me to get him in?
Not necessary, Captain. He looks all right. Right. This one, Abdul Shakur. Diver, huh? Poor devil.
Yeah.
Right. Signed here, please, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Fine. Captain, the canal all yours through
good.
The Suez.
There
thank
you are.
You.
Thanks. Now, pilotage. You always let me go through on my own.
So, for me, you go again on your own. Hmm? If you hurry, you catch on the tail of the last convoy going south today.
Oh, good.
You got a good light?
Yeah, I've got a 12-inch searchlight on the wheelhouse roof.
Ah, she's all right, then. Last ship, that Norwich tanker anchored up ahead of mm-hmm. you. Follow her. Dues, yacht, no cargo, under 100 tons, no pilot. Okay, mein Herr, this one is on the company.
Oh, thanks.
Uh-huh. All the way to Aden, yeah?
That's right.
Long way for a little ship.
I guess we'll make it.
Yeah, so. Right, you other gentlemen ready? We go ashore and let the captain get moving. That Norwich tanker is getting his anchor up.
Thanks. Everything finished. We go now, Captain.
Fine, thank
good
you.
Voyage, Captain.
Thank you, Captain. Thanks.
Don't ram any mailboats between here and Suez.
I'll try not. Thanks, fellas. You've all been most helpful. See you in a couple of months on the way back.
Yeah.
Okay, Casey. Stand by to slip from the buoy. Start her up.
Aye, aye, skipper. Slip springs, Pete. Look out, bomb boats, or we'll be through you like a prairie fire.
Water ahead, boat. Well, come on, Casey. Let's go down and see if Suez is still the hole it's always been.
Aye, aye, skipper.
More coffee, Skip?
Huh? Yeah, I'll take half a mug. Oh, that's enough.
Pete should be back before long. Where was he going exactly?
Two places. He's going to the Suez Hotel first. Karanides and Landau weren't there. He had to go to the cable office and see if there was a message.
If he draws blank at both?
Well, I carry on as ordered. Get underway for Aden.
When?
Right away. There's nothing that pulls me in Suez Harbor.
You say that again. The best part of Suez Harbor is the view of it over your stern rail receding rapidly.
Yeah.
Must say, it was a good run down, though.
Yeah. Hello. There's a launch heading out our way. Give me the glasses, will you?
Yes, Skip.
Thanks. Yeah. Two Jensen red tarbooshes. That's just the boat dwellers. Pete in the stern sheets. There's no sign of the others. Looks like we go on as we are.
That suits me fine. Anything I hate is being crowded on a long haul.
Hi, mate, Pete.
Hello, Pete. Not there, eh?
No, Senor Skipper. Cable, though. Here.
Huh?
Ilji, Ta'ala.
Straker, Peregrine Suez. Proceed, Aiden, as ordered. Fastest. Andrews. Who's Andrews?
Oh, I should explain that, senor. Mr. Karyanidis always uses one of two names in cables. Radio. That's one of them.
Oh, I see. Well, all right, then. Let's get going. Stand by to slip, will you, Pete?
Sure, senor.
Abdul, get those fenders in.
You guys, sir.
All right, start her up, Casey.
All right, skipper.
Hey ho, Aiden, here we come.
A very young maiden, so stately and tall, married a man who had no toes at all. Boy, what an evening. That sunset looks like somebody splashed a couple of cans of red lead across the sky. I can take the Red Sea. Small doses. Hello, Abdul. You here again? What will we get for supper?
Very good, Mr. Hardcase's up. Steak, stew, smudge cutlet.
That's the stuff. Hello? What are you doing with that chart, Pete?
Can a guy take an interest in the scow's run?
Let me hear you calling her a scow again,
forget
son.
It.
Now, look here.
Now, let's see. Then I have a 15. Hey, what? Makes it, about here.
What do you think you're doing? I put that chart back.
Sure, sure. Put her over to starboard, Casey. 2.5 points. We're running in towards the western shore.
You gone nuts? Get out of this wheelhouse.
I said put her over. Hold this gun in his ribs, Abel.
I'll see you in hell first.
Just a little tap, Casey. Now get hold of that wheel again. And listen to me. It's no good thumping that bell. The skipper just ain't interested.
What have you done to him?
Ain't done nothing to him except comb his hair with a belaying pin as he stepped out of his shower. He's sleeping peaceful.
I'll see you.
You won't be seeing nothing if you don't pipe down and listen. Get hold of that wheel again and put her over. Right. Over. Over. Wait while she swings. Was 2.25. Now. Hold her at that. That's better. Got the skipper's key, Abdul?
Keep it.
Good. Give it to me. Now, go down below and get a good hunk of rope on him and then manhandle him into the small cabin.
You get me.
Give him another sock on the bin if he looks like he's coming around. Steady up, Casey. I don't want to shoot your ribs in, but one more move like that will be it, you savvy. We don't need either of you anymore, just the boat. You got us through the canal? Fine. It's all ours from now on.
I suppose you listen to me, you rat.
Don't try me too hard, Casey. My orders are to keep you both alive until my boss has had a talk to you. But I was told to take no risks. Any trouble, you was both to go over the side. Savvy? So if you want to keep your skipper alive, you'll belt up that big mouth of yours. That lick I just give you was a love tap. Call me a rat again and I'll shove your skull in. Let's see. We want some more speed out of this scow. You hear that, Casey? Scow. Scow. Come on, let's see what you can do.
You're heading in the shoaling water, Salvage.
Don't frighten me, mister. You think I'm just another forecastle bum like you? I got a master's ticket. I know what I'm doing. More throttle, you dirty little scow.
I hope you do know what you're doing. The iron sukma rocks come right out almost 40 miles here. We was already well west of the shipping lane.
So what? We only draw 6 feet? Plenty of water for a dirty little scow like this. What are you doing?
Switching on the navigation lights.
Leave him alone.
But this is Arab water where the dhows run. They don't use lights, neither. We'll be running smack into one, you crazy...
I told you to button your mouth up, Casey. You call me crazy once again, I'll let you have it.
It's your own way. I'll have to switch the binnacle light on if you want me to keep a course.
Okay, you can have that on. Right. Now keep dead on that point. We should be raising the iron supna light any minute. If you see it before me, yell. I don't think you will, though. I got eyes like a lynx, senor. And you're only a dirty old forecastle bum what drink too much. Don't see too good. A dirty old forecastle bum what give me orders all the way across the med and down the ditch.
Deep it. I got skipper tied up in bunk. Little cubby.
He's still out?
He's still out.
Fine. Take this gun again and keep it in Mr. Hard Casey's ribs.
I don't think he is so damn hard, do you?
Hey, that's
not
now.
So hard.
The iron struck the light. Huh? Dead ahead.
Well, what the hell are you giving us, mister? Not a glimpse.
I saw it. Wait, it'll come on again. It'll be two longs, a short, a long, then a 30-second break. There you are.
Clever man, eh? Clever, Mr. Harb, Casey. Yes, maybe you're right, just this once. Okay, we throttle back. Right. Now keep them skinned still. We'll look for another light now.
Another light, Pete. Look, Deku. See, he make blink, blink. No.
Well, I hope that's the one you're looking for. We're too close into those rocks for comfort.
Shut up, Moho.
There's Morse.
Well, Abdul, what do you think of that for navigation, eh? Smack on his nose.
Oh, you're very clever, Pete.
I'm clever, all right. Now, where that oldest lamp? Here we are.
We make answer.
Good. Now take the lamp, Abdul. Give me the pistol. You see the pretty light, Mr. Hart Casey?
Of course I see the damn thing.
Ah! Well, now you see some more pretty light, eh? Just for a second.
Pete, that very heavy pistol gun. I think you killed Mr. Hart Casey, that gun.
That was the second episode of The Sand Leopard, a serial in 8 parts by Barclay Mather. The part of Geth Straker was played by Neil McCallum, Casey by Gerald Wells, Karyonides by Andreas Malandrinos, Perry by Christine Finn, Sergei by Malcolm Hayes, Pete by David Bauer, and Abdul by Jeffrey Matthews. Production for the BBC was by Robin Midgley.